Hello and welcome to What's on the Board.
It's the first podcast, and inside it will be featuring news about comics, movies,
board games, films,
everything in between, artwork, which is one of the most important things we're talking about.
Yeah, whatever we really fancy talking about, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So my name's Alan, I'm one of your hosts, and the next one is...
And I'm just interrupting you there. Okay. And I'm Drew, the interrupting one.
Yep. So before we start, this podcast is for kind of like the older audience, so if you get upset with swear words, you know, certain things that's only discussed in pubs, drunk and around your mates, you know, you have been warned.
I don't know if that's going to be on the record or not, but that was my ringtone.
Yeah.
So don't complain if we offend you. Just switch off, because if you do complain, we're just going to laugh at it and probably read it out on the next podcast. Mm-hmm. So there we go. If there's anything that you do want us to cover, you know, whether you want us to watch something, read something, play something, react to something, you know, drop us an email, message us on Instagram, what have you. We'll put details on at the end of the podcast.
And we hope you enjoy. But our first episode, we'll be playing the board game, the brilliant Risk Legacy. Ooh. And hopefully this time I'll finally win a game.
Nah.
But odds are always against me.
It's the only thing I ever win at, so just, you know, give us that.
I've only bet you once, and that's only because you ran out of water in the desert.
That is true.
What was that game called again?
That was Talisman.
Talisman.
Yeah. I died of thirst.
The only way I win is by killing someone by not giving them a glass of water.
Thirst, yeah. So there we go. So if I come a cropper with a glass of water in Risk, then I will lose. Otherwise, bring it on.
So hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch you in a bit.
Bye now. Right, so we're ready to start with Risk Legacy. Just to give you a bit of an overview, we have played this a few times before. I've played it twice before. And...
Can't say it, you've won every time.
Yeah, I was really beating around the bush there because I didn't want to rub it in, but yeah, I won both times. So just in case any of you haven't played it before, it is a really good game. There's a little bit of a blurb in the rule book, which I'll just let you know about. It says, it's your world. In 2128, after years of global warfare, theoretical physicists joined together with astronomers, engineers and particle physicists to announce a breathtaking breakthrough, the ability to create new Earths. Instead of warring over ever scarcer resources and ever diminishing supplies, factions and populations could transport to a verdant Earth untouched by humans. With great fanfare, the colonists departed for the first Earth clone created, ready to leave war behind. It took 2 months for the first battle to take place. It turns out that factions weren't so ready to share, to give up past grudges, or to forgive trespasses. As future Earths were colonised, future wars followed. You have one of these Earths. It is waiting for your story, your wars. As of now, there are no cities, no wars, even the continents are unnamed. But all that will change. The war will come. They always do. So,
dun dun dun
dun dun dun. So it's almost where you get right on the board, which feels wrong, but you get used to it. So there's a few factions to choose from. Alan has gone for Khan Industries.
Khan!
For very Star Trek reasons. And I've gone for Imperial Balkania because they look like evil bastards.
What better way?
Exactly. What better way indeed. Now, this is one of those games where there's little pouches and stuff to open. So I'm not going to go with any spoilers because everybody hates spoilers. But there was a pretty nifty turnabout of events came on last time, which I'm not sure what it is, but it was mint, and it proved that I'm a bad lad in this game.
Not in life, though, just in this.
Not in life, no. No, in life, I'm sweetness and light. So, if there's a loud noise, it is just rolling dice, because we have put the phone on the board for when we play, so you can actually hear us.
And if you hear a jingle, it's just my cat Ayla.
Yes, she's our special guest.
She's our special guest, and one day we'll rule the world.
I have no doubt about it.
Yeah, true.
So, right, roulage. I got a 4.
Oh, Christ, it begins. Whopping 1.
Alan got 1. So, right, I'm going to start my move. This is probably going to be weird because I'm not used to talking through my moves. But you're going to get
used
to it.
You don't have to talk through all of them. Just
just some of them. So to start with, I'm starting off in Eastern Australia.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. So I'm going to move some of my dudes out. So I'm going to take over all of Australia.
You only move one step, can you?
Huh?
You only move once. Like one.
Yeah, you can only move one territory while there's uncontrolled territories. And you have to leave one dude in a territory that you've left. So I've done my move and I now control all of Australia. Because, yeah. So that is the end of my turn. So it is now Alan's turn.
Do you have to roll anything, do I? No, just move.
No, just move, yeah.
I can't remember. That one. I'm starting from Madagascar. I had no idea what the accent is, just imagine the movie with David Schwimmer.
It's probably like African or something. This is where you get a laugh at our bad geography, because...
Even though we've got like a map right in front of us.
Yeah, like there's a map right there.
And that one. There we go.
Champion. Cool beans. Right, so this is where maths comes in and where I'm going to start to panic a bit, because I need to work out how many dudes I get for this turn. So I get... What do I get? I'm going to have to look at the rules.
It was three?
It was a minimum of three. Here we go. Recruiting troops. The number of troops you recruit at this point is the sum of the following. The number of territories you control and your population divided by three. Right. So I get five. I didn't just make that up. That is like a genuine thing.
You've got a cable tie-in. For those who don't know, cats are obsessed with cable ties.
This cat's obsessed with cable ties anyway.
No matter how many toys you get up for Christmas, it always goes back to the cable tie.
Not to be confused with The Cable Guy.
It's a fucking class movie, that.
It is good.
That part in The Simpsons where it's like you almost ruined Jim Carrey's career and tears the script off.
Which episode's that on?
They go to Planet Hollywood, or their version of Planet Hollywood.
Right.
I can't remember who takes them there. But it's in one of those, it's in one of the cabinets, and Homer like tears it shreds. I don't know how it destroys his career, because it's a fucking class movie.
It is good. It is a class
movie. It's got the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, mint.
I only got it for his song.
Right.
And Jim Carrey sings karaoke.
Oh yeah.
That one.
Mint.
That's fucking, was it with the box? Is the box still on Sky?
I don't think it is.
When the box we had a dial in.
Oh yes.
That one, yeah. It was like 60 pence to watch a music video.
Yeah.
But if you watched people type in and knew the video you wanted to watch, you knew it was coming on.
Yeah.
So as soon as they typed in that one, always watched it every time. It's fucking brilliant, man.
Class. I'm so good they got rid of Scuzz. That channel should not have gone.
It's still there.
It's not there. Kerrang's there. Scuzz is gone.
What's the other one? What was it?
There was MTV too.
That's gone.
Which is now MTV Rocks.
I'm not watching that.
It doesn't really rock. It just moves. It just rock. Yeah. So MTV Rock. And then there's Kerrang.
Hey, no. It's Andrew's comic, no.
Yeah, cats are eating comics.
Yeah.
We're not just like randomly shouting no. So there's Kerrang now.
So we've got Kerrang.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But Scuzz had I remember that. Before I go out,
yeah.
My wife, I'm married, we'll be upstairs getting ready. I'll put whatever TV on.
Uh-huh.
Scuzz was on, there was Rammstein on. Saturday Night Music.
Every time.
Was Rammstein nights, yeah. You know?
Definitely.
And she would come and I says, "What the fuck's this?" I said, "It's Rammstein, man." "You have a pussy, I have a dicker." "Oh, what's the problem?"
"Let's do it quicker."
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't get laid in Germany.
It's brilliant, man.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Fucking nuts.
Stand on the back of the chair now, aren't you?
She needs a... Do you need one of your she's been today? She's been for... Right, one. Do I get extra troops? No.
You do? Yeah? You get like three?
Yeah, three.
Do you want a mech or do you want three dudes?
I'll take a mech.
You need to keep the dude in a territory at all times.
That's right. And that one doesn't get to move.
So you need someone in there.
I need someone in there. There we go.
Got Meowthra. Hello.
No. Oh, come here.
It's like a kaiju film. No, you can't eat the dudes.
Come on.
Come on, missus. Come on. Get off the board.
Down. There's always one. Come on, Ayla.
Right
down you go.
The middle. So Alan has hired a spy to destroy my agents.
No, hear that.
And if you ever hear a squeaking noise, it's Andrew's.
That's my hearing aid, yeah, because I'm deaf in one ear. Right, where was this dude?
We've got an extra one there. Right.
Right, so there's where my peeps are. Right, so yeah, we need... Oh, Alan's got his dudes. Have you moved your peeps?
I've moved them, yeah.
Right, cool, no probs. Right, so it is now my turn. So I'll get... What do I get? How did I get 5 last time?
I don't know.
I'm not going to have any this time because I think I cheated. Right. So...
So I can actually win this time?
You could.
Disco.
Well, hey. Right. So I'm going to move...
You can't move that way.
What way? What?
Where are you moving in from?
You can move to any adjacent place to where you have peeps.
So hang on, I don't... You're joking us.
You didn't have any peeps there.
No, but all this time I've been putting these characters from the base all the way through to get to the front. You tell me I can just jump and jump?
You can just go to, like, whatever's adjacent to
where... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Now you fucking tell. Right, go on then.
Yeah.
So should pay more attention to the fucking game.
In all fairness, I do relearn the rules every time I play because there's always that long in between games.
It is true. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right. That's me done.
That's you done. So do I get any more men or not?
You do get more peeps.
But I've got to keep them all in the continent somewhere to get me men.
All your new ones would start on your home territory.
Yeah, but these ones, yeah, I can go.
You can move them, but you've got to keep one in each place.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, like, you could move him and put him in any one of these.
Right.
Because,
God. In that case, then I'm moving him there. So I need 3 troops.
Yep.
So I have 3 soldiers.
Yep.
Got rubbish down in my head now.
You haven't put the Game of Thrones theme on yet?
I have put it on the start.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was I talking? Yeah.
Before we start every game, we'll always listen to the Game of Thrones theme tune. Why not? But we can't put it on this because we don't own it.
Copyright and stuff.
Yeah, we don't own it, so you know, can't do that, Jazz.
So you have to imagine it.
Yeah, and us two swaying side by side.
Yeah, we always have to sway.
Because that's how it rules.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, that one there.
Do we still do the Game of Thrones theme, even though Game of Thrones is finished now?
I was thinking that.
Do we need a new theme?
We do.
Like, of an ongoing series, like Neighbours or something.
Oh, Christ, no. Not really. I was going to say, does the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon have a theme? Do you know what that one is? Have you seen this on an advert now?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Is it CGI or is it cartoon?
It's live action.
It's live action?
Yeah. It's amazing. Have you seen it? Because it's all like, the gymnastic ones are like, hi, I'm like gymnastic and shit. And I've got, like, legs.
She the black one?
Yeah. And her that's, like, the mystic is all like, I've got legs too.
I'll have to watch this later on.
It's really good.
Is it good?
It is good, yeah. With that Avengers in it.
What the advertising?
Some sort of car.
Oh, fuck's sake. It's like, should have been an aftershave.
That would have been mint.
Not, you know, like...
Like, oh, to uni.
No, I was going to be like, you know, like Calvin Klein.
That would be good.
Instead of, like... All in the underwear anyway.
This is it.
What's the... Is it uni? The one in the Jimmy Saturn? No, what's the kid called who owns him?
Who
just wears like fluffy underpants and a fluffy bra.
Which is pretty wrong because he's like 6 years old.
Jimmy Savile's wet dream.
He is, definitely. Now that.
What is it called? Oh, that's fucking YouTube. Continue. Oh, man.
We're just YouTubing Jimmy Savile?
Not using Jimmy Savile. Again, I'm too afraid of YouTube hop. That YouTube that Google some stuff just in case the government gets you. Because there's a bow and arrow fella, the coward one with the shield.
Yeah, there was the magic one with the green hat that he could pull like magic ropes out of and stuff. There was the one with the cape who could go invisible. There was the barbarian boy. With uni.
Yeah. Was he a unicorn?
Yeah. That didn't out. He was Dungeon Master, who was like a pale Yoda.
Hey, you know who played the villain?
Venger.
Yeah, Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime.
No way. Yeah. That's why he's awesome, then.
And Soundwave played Tiamat, whoever that is.
Ah, Tiamat's the five-headed dragon.
No, Megatron.
Queen of the Chromatic Dragons. Bit of D&D knowledge for you there.
All right, hang on. On the list of characters. There we go, characters. There's controversy in it.
Oh.
Could be the sexy thing. Hank, the Ranger.
Right.
Eric, the Cavalier. Diana, the Acrobat. Presto, the Magician.
Like the old supermarket.
Right. They used to work there. Right. Sheila, the Thief. Bobby, the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's really going to catch on.
8 years old. Oh, for fuck's sake.
In fluffy pants.
In fluffy pants. I want to read the controversy. What was it?
It's because it didn't end. They didn't get home. Is so it? It left them.
No, they did get home.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you remember?
They're doing the new advert. Because that's like the gist of it. That's the whole gist of the new advert. They're like, you could badly go home because you've got like an hour.
Right, this see it pronto. The level of violence was controversial for American children TV at the time. And the script of one episode, The Dragon's Graveyard, was almost shelved because of the characters contemplated killing their nemesis, Venger. That's it.
What, so is it controversial because they wanted it off the body?
They wanted to kill the body? Isn't that the whole point of the body?
That's pretty much the whole gist. Yeah? Yeah.
I bet then people looking at it now and watching, like, you know, all the comic book TV shows.
Yeah.
And Jessica Jones getting mortal and shagging everything that fucking moves.
Yeah. That's pretty lame, that, like.
That's bad. Well, that's the '80s. Well, I mean, how we had it in England, was it? You're not allowed to see the
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Not ninja.
Because we can't have ninjas.
And it blew your mind.
Yeah.
When it did that.
And although it was fine for them to have swords and scythes and bow staff, it wasn't fine to have nunchucks.
No nunchucks were
allowed. Apparently nunchucks are more cutting, deadly.
It was cutting the movie as well.
It was.
Because you know when he's ordering the pizza and he's swinging it around, they just zoomed in.
That's weird.
You're going to watch that again, aren't you? Have you watched the movie recently?
Yeah. It's still mint.
It's not like.
It is. The first one is, the second one's cack.
The second one's finished. The first one, I always remember Raph. Damn! He always screams damn all the spirit.
That's, no, the first one's mid-man. It's like dark and violent. And then in the second one, because they made it lighter, you can see the eye holes in their masks.
Really?
So just underneath their bandanas, you can see like little black eye holes. They are actually black, I'm not being racist. It's like little eye holes, you can see them. Because like you're watching the film, you're like, oh, no, where's the hero of now?
I don't know.
And then there's Razar and Tucker, who were mint, but they sucked.
Really, Reebok and Box... Not really. What's it called?
Other brands of shoe exist.
Yeah. What's it called?
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah. It was basically them, wasn't it? But it was a snapping turtle and a wolf.
Was it a wolf?
Yeah.
That's horrendous.
It's pretty bad, like. And they had really, like, massive Jim Henson eyes.
Ah, that's the name. Because they were babies. Yes. And they had, like, it was David Warner, wasn't it? David Warner playing the scientist, he did it.
Ah, yes, he was. Yes. Then to go on to be...
Oh yeah, he's going to Destination Star Trek because he's been in Star Trek two or three times.
Right,
but I'm getting done. Well, I'm doing a piece of artwork of him as Ra's al Ghul because he did Ra's al Ghul in the Batman animated series.
Ah, cool.
So I've got a Blank Detective comics.
Mm.
So I'm gonna get that done.
Mint.
I'm gonna get it signed. I've got.
You should draw him as he was in Scream 2.
Was he in Scream 2?
He was in Scream 2. He was the drama teacher.
He's in everything though.
He is.
But you know what he's in? There's a TV series now, I don't know if it's been cancelled, called Time After Time.
Right.
It stars Malcolm McDowell as H.G. Wells. He creates his time machine, and his best mate, David Warner, finds it and disappears with it.
Yeah.
But David Warner is Jack the Ripper.
Mint.
And he comes to the present day, well, he comes to the 80s, that's when the movie was made.
Mint.
And H.G. Wells are going to hunt him down.
Class.
It's a TV show.
That sounds well cool.
It's good, like.
It's defunct now that we know that Jack the Ripper was some Jewish bloke.
No comment on that one. Like, oh, you never know.
You don't have to defend their community. It's a genuine fact that he's like, they found out that Jack the Ripper was.
Not just saying that he's not, he's saying he's part of the royal family.
That's in From Hell.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper.
I know. But no, in real life, Jack the Ripper was a Jewish fella.
But you don't know who he is?
You do now, they've named him.
If I Google this right now.
If you Google it, it'll come up saying Jack the Ripper was Kyle from South Park.
30-10.
Right. How many peeps do I get?
Who's Jack the Ripper?
I was right, you know, I did get five.
Jack the Ripper was an unidentified serial killer. There you go.
No, man, you need to Google further.
I'm not Googling anything further.
Go on the deep web.
Deep web.
I'll tell you the truth there.
I'm not going on a porn website, a gay porn website for that way.
The deep web. The deep web's not all gay porn websites. You can buy drugs and shit as well.
Say victims unknown, 5.
Nah,
I just watched Gotham by Gaslight again.
Fair enough. I still didn't see that.
It's fucking funny. Did you lend it?
Aye.
I got it on Blu-ray with me points from
cool. The job.
Champion. Right, you moved.
Mm-hmm. I have moved. Your turn.
I'll take me 3 blokes.
I need to look at when we draw a resource card.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we're like robbing ourselves. That's my hold music for the people listening. So that we don't have blank air time.
Aye. Oh man. Right. Oh, this fucking game. Your 3 troops have got to start there and can't move, can they? Start by at HQ.
Yeah, they don't move in their first turn when they leave the HQ.
Right, okay, so let's leave the 3 troops.
Yeah, great. Right. Turn overview.
Did you see the trailer for the Doctor Sleep?
No, I got sent it and was going to watch it when I went to bed and then forgot and didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
No, it's probably good. But I need to re-watch The Shining because I didn't like it. But when I watched it, it was like 2 in the morning. So I think I didn't really give it my full attention because I was probably half asleep.
Ah, you need to give it your full attention.
Yeah.
Ah, it's... So every time I watch it now, well, I think it was The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
The Shining. Do you want to get sued? It's the start where it's like, we forgot Grandpa. It's like, no, we forgot Lisa. We forgot the clock at the door. And it's like, we forgot Grandpa. We're not going to go back for Grandpa.
It's class, that one.
That's all right. The blood usually gets off at the first floor.
I love that, like.
It's a freaky movie. I would love to read the book, but...
It's like a doorstop, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's like a doorstop. It's huge.
Oh, it's massive, like... Stephen King having
a like around. It. That's like a massive wedge of a tour.
Do you know what this Doctor Sleep's going to be in 2 parts or is 1 part?
I have no idea. Not a clue. Google time.
So say thank God for Google.
Just for the record, I didn't just fart. That was my stomach grumbling.
You're hungry?
No, it's like I think it's just because I'm processing that massive food.
Every time we have one of these games nights, we may always make food.
We just pouch, really.
We do just pouch. So I've made bolognese because I'm on a diet and just got to try and keep Andrew healthy.
Good luck.
Yeah. But we have got donuts for pudding.
Yeah.
As always. And maybe some crisps on the side.
Yeah. Because you know.
What's the name of the son?
Which son?
His son's name called Danny, isn't it?
In The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
I don't know. Do you know the only bits I can remember? I can remember the blood getting off the lift. I can remember the twins in the corridor. And I can remember the granny foof. And that's like all that I can remember. Granny foof.
That's horrible.
That's like all I can remember.
Because Ewan McGregor's Danny Torrance, but I thought Danny was the kid, unless he's had some serious plastic surgery.
No, I think Danny is the kid.
So what's the name? Is it Jack? Yeah, no, it's Jack. Jack's the... Jack Nicholson's character.
Jack's the dude who's all like... I'm going to murder y'all.
Yeah.
And then the kid's Danny. And this one's set when the kid is grown up.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought we were doing a remake.
No, no. It's like it's the sequel.
It's a sequel?
Yeah.
After 38 years, they're making a sequel. 39 years, they're making a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a sequel novel.
Is there a sequel novel?
Yeah.
Struggling with alcoholism, Danny Torrance remains traumatised by the sinister events that occurred at the Overlook Hotel when he was a child. He soon finds a new purpose when he forms a psychic connection with a girl who shares his shinning ability.
Ooh.
Character name, Rose the Hat.
Rose the Hat, that's her name.
That's her name. No, a character name, Crow Daddy.
He sounds mint, he's already my favourite character.
There's a girl in it called Snake by Andy.
She's now my favourite character because she sounds naughty.
And there's
Grandpa Flick, who was the guy who played Lurch in the Addams Family, and Mr. Hom in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Right, I can't find about resource cards, and it's slowing us down.
Push on.
So we'll push on. Onwards and upwards, meow. So it's your turn.
It's your turn.
Is it my, did you do my turn? Did you do your turn while I was looking at the book?
Yeah.
Right.
I've got me three blokes.
Right, so I get 1, 2, 3, 4, round that down. Yeah, so I get 5 again. Yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to put these out and about.
I can slow the game down.
Bye.
In Russia? No, India.
In
India.
Middle East.
Oh, Christ.
So I'm spreading like Katie Price's legs.
Where every man has been before.
I haven't, and I'm glad.
Was it your legs spread faster than the common cold? From Andy D.
Love it.
Andy D.
Class.
If you haven't heard of Andy D, find Andy D. He's a brilliant white rapper. He was supporting Electric Six.
Right.
One of the many times I've seen him twice.
Mint.
And I went in the shop there to get some, see that Andy D merchandise. I looked up and Andy D was there and I thought, I went nuts. I said, that's Jesus fun. Christ, you're Andy D. Went, yeah. I was like, I need your autograph, I need your children. Fucking amazing. Honestly, he just walks on the stage with it. I hear you. He walks on, he came on the first scene and he came on the stage, this fat bloke. With denim shorts on, a white t-shirt, a denim vest. Took his t-shirt off, left his denim vest on. He's got a rat tail and moustache. Plugged his iPod into the speakers. And it was just him and his wife singing. And it's like, he does a song called Nasty. And it's just like, my wife hates it. I hear you, girl. But the line in the song is, girl, you got an ass like I've never seen, made of rainbows in my wettest dream. A unicorn tears, a dash of moonbeers. Do you get this? But one of the best lines is, my shot of immortality is running down your leg.
Oh, my word.
That's brilliant.
That's class. Brilliant. Excellent. Right, I'm just looking at timing. So I think now is a good time to take a break.
Yep.
So if you, ladies and gentlemen, want to go and make a cuppa or have a wee or a quick bump up in the laundry room, that's fine.
Well, basically, we're just stopping the game.
Yeah.
So we can push on a little bit more because this will go on for ages.
This will go on for a while. Then we'll kick back in.
But at the moment, I'm still in Africa. And
I haven't finished my turn yet.
He hasn't finished his turn, but he's in the Middle East about to pounce on us.
I'm going
to
launch some shit.
So we'll see you in a bit and we'll see you soon.
Bye. Right, we are back. We've kind of finished playing Risk Legacy, but we may not have because
I got my ass handed to us in the quickest time possible.
But the thing is, because it's Risk Legacy, there's a little envelope which says,
open the first time a faction is eliminated from the game.
Yeah. Now, spoiler alert, we are going to say what's in it. So if you don't want to hear, switch off and fuck off. However, spoiler alert out of the way, what is it? Is it Mint?
Scar cards, comeback power, evolution card, the war progresses. That's over there. War is hell. Sometimes a faction finds itself driven to bring it to extinction. That's me. In this package are blue comeback powers that are used in a faction next time is knocked out or eliminated from the game. So you get resourceful, stealthy, well armoured. Just to go in here.
Ah, cool.
Cards there.
As we go through, you get things that you stick on your faction's profile card, and they can be advantageous, they can be drawbacks. It just sort of spices the game up a bit.
At the start of your turn, you may move one HQ you control to an adjacent territory. HQ's next to convince you, gain one extra troop in mercenary territories, well supplied, well defended. Justify that, really.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting as when you open the big packets at the bottom.
Yeah. since we've done the spoiler alert, I might as well say what was on the last one, because it was too mint not to say. Last time that we had to open a thing, it was a big compartment on the bottom of the box, and it basically meant that I'm colluding with aliens. So we unlocked a whole new faction, which was playable aliens with UFOs and everything, and it was pretty mint. And I got to play as them as well as my dudes for that game. This time, however, it is just the cards, which we'll have a look through sort of properly later when we're not trying to keep you good folks entertained.
So that's Alaska, Argentina, Madagascar I've destroyed. So I'm getting there for the entire world.
Yeah. So you've actually destroyed somewhere?
Well, no, that's my starting territory. That's where, like, my, when I start off and you wipe us off the face of the earth.
Ah, right. So that's me gone. Right. So, some of these must be advantageous to you, though.
Do I get to have one?
Huh?
Well, there's a blue marker in here.
Yeah. So let's see.
Here's the best one.
Right, the player controlling the eliminated faction chooses a comeback power and places it onto their blue slot of his faction card. From now on, whenever a faction with an empty blue slot is knocked out or eliminated, the controlling player chooses a comeback power and places it on the blue slot of his faction card. Place the sticker with the evolution card onto the rule book in the matching box. Right, so place the sticker from the evolution card onto the rule book. Ah, right, okay. There are also new scar cards to be used. Right, so let's have a look, see what these blue sticker ones are.
Those like stealthy reinforcements.
Right.
Let's try that. What is it going there?
Right, there's two lots to choose. So you would get to put this on your stat card.
Yep.
So there's resourceful. As long as you expand into a city territory, you draw a resource card, even if you don't conquer a territory. Stealthy, you may place some or all of your recruitment troops into one unmarked, unoccupied territory. This is not an expansion. Well armed, I'd want your attack roll when attacking an HQ.
Yeah.
That's a pretty pointless one.
Yeah.
Mobile, at the start of your turn, you may move one HQ you control to an adjacent territory you control. That's a handy one.
I've only got one HQ though.
Yeah, but that means you can move it.
I'll take that one.
So, like, if I'm swamping
on you, give us that one.
You want that? Do you want any of the other two first?
The first one sounded canny. The one, with the extra troop point in the troop thing.
Yeah, there's convincing where you gain one extra troop in mercenary territories.
Actually, give us the one with the rule from the troop thing.
Which one?
The where you get the extra point when rolling.
I'd want you. That's only when you're attacking an HQ, though.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought there was.
I think.
Which one?
What other ones was there? There's one where you can place some or all of your recruited troops into an unmarked, unoccupied territory. So you could whack them anywhere on the board, whether you're adjacent or not.
Right, I'll take that one.
You're on that
I'll
one,
I'll give
yeah.
us that one. Right. I'll stick it on. Christ.
Stickers. Stickers are awesome.
Back in the good old days, you put your stickers on your toys?
Yes. They still do that sometimes.
Then Transformer reissue ones you got, but I don't unpack them. Never remove from box.
Ah, right. I unpack everything from
when
the box.
When I use it, it does me tits in. I fucking hate it when you do it.
I like to play with me toys.
Nah, they get packed away in the darkness, and that's where they stay. Never to come out unless you've got to sell them.
Oh, but that's horrible when you've got to sell them. Like.
That's all right. I do now.
I know. If anyone wants toys, get on Alan's eBay.
Toys, statues, plug. Comics.
Little shameless plug there. What's this evolution card? Place the sticker.
I didn't understand that one.
Place the sticker on the other side into page 12 of the rule. Ah, right, okay. On a faction with an empty blue. Right, cool. So this one, you get cards that you stick in the rule book, so your rule book evolves with your game, which is pretty nifty. Page 12. It's a really nice rule book, but it's not very clear with how you actually start the game.
It's not.
Like, at all. Section E. So, this fulfills, as well as the rule of sticking stickers on toys, it's also a bit like when you have a sticker book. But sadly, there are no shinies.
Hi.
Used to love shinies. Pogs were better, though.
Pogs are shit.
Hogs and Wind. Right.
Do you know Zack Snyder's Justice League 2 would have been released today?
Zack Snyder's what?
Justice League 2 would have been, today was its release date.
Was it?
It just flashed up here. Right? It would have been released today. Oh, fuck, that would have been brilliant, that. That would have been the one where they would have been on Apocalypse. Against.
That would have been mint.
Where they're going to try and escape from Apocalypse to get back to the Earth to help Superman.
Right.
And then, spoiler alert, in the third one, Batman dies.
Oh.
But then he comes back to life.
Oh, that's alright.
As a younger Batman.
All right.
Like in the comics, in the Grant Morrison one, where Identity Final Crisis.
Right.
Where Batman dies saving Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back in caveman times.
Like, right.
Bruce Wayne gets teleported back then, and then you have this whole legacy of the Bat thing.
So is that where there's like Pirate Batman?
That's where it all comes from. Batman. So that's where it all comes from. That's what happens.
Ah, sweet.
And that's how Affleck was supposed to leave as Batman.
Right.
And then.
Let's bring in
Mr. Robert Pattinson.
Right, the back brow.
Nah, I'm having him. I said straight off the bat, I want him.
He might be good. I'm not going to diss him until I know, but he is the back brow.
He looks like Batman from Batman Year One.
He looks like an eyebrow.
It's a hell of an eyebrow. It's a red eyebrow. Or Liam Gallagher's eyebrow. The Gallagher brother's eyebrow. Which one would you prefer?
Well, I can either have Robert Pattinson's eyebrow.
Or the Gallagher brothers.
Or a Gallagher brother eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
Notice we're saying eyebrow singular, not plural, because it is monobrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with a Pattinson brow.
Well, Keanu Reeves. Mm. He's got a bit of thick eyebrows.
He does.
Really?
He does, actually. He gets away with it, though, because he's got the wee curtains thing going on, so he can hide his brow beneath his curtains.
The only man to pull off the 90s curtains.
Yeah.
Still definitely. Going strong.
Yeah. I saw a meme today, and I at first just read it, as it said, women have come forward accusing Keanu Reeves of, what was it, it was like, not mistreating women, and I thought it said mistreating women. And I've gone on a proper high horse. I was like, it doesn't surprise us, because like, everybody's just like, coming out saying things about people now, and then someone was like, yeah, you've misread it, and then I felt like a dick. But
so you should.
Yeah.
Did you see him at E3?
No.
Did you watch any of E3?
Nah. I know I should. I've seen bits at E3. I've seen the Doom bits of E3.
I've seen the Doom bits, but there's a game called Cyberpunk 20.
Yes.
That.
I've seen he's in that.
He's in that,
yeah.
But did you watch the trailer for it?
I saw the trailer, yeah.
It's a beautiful game. It got announced a while ago, but there's one done by for the PlayStation 4,
mm-hmm.
Tokyo or something.
Right.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
There's that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halo Infinity,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be Xbox's new console launching game.
Right.
It's not a new console. It's just an upgrade.
Right.
So it's like no loading times, apparently. I believe that one.
I was going to say that. Pie in the sky.
Shit,
that like
that. There's only one console that doesn't have loading games.
Right.
Atari 2600. There's not a load.
No.
Even the NES had loading screens.
Did. Yeah.
And the SNES.
Mm-hmm.
Did the N64 have one?
Don't know. Did Game Boy?
Nah.
I'm gonna have to get my Game Boy out when I get home now.
I've got one upstairs.
Mint.
I've got a Game Boy Advance for 94p.
Right.
You know. Well, games and shields. I took up Legos. Wanted one for travelling with.
Right.
Lost 94p. I'll tell you that.
Score. Mint.
And it plays all Game Boy games.
Right.
So what better reason to get it?
That's pretty nifty, that, like.
Cool. When we play games, well, we've got like music on.
Yes.
So YouTube always pops up.
Mm.
You know what advert came on?
What?
Annabelle 3.
Oh. That's better than the advert I got on Instagram this week. Keeps coming up with Wish.
What's that?
You know that website where you can buy stuff, but you got it's like supposedly dirt cheap, but you've got to wait like 3 months for it to arrive or something. That's why it's cheap.
No, really?
It's like this app. Oh. And they sell everything, really. They sell everything from like toys to comics to DVDs to sex toys to random stuff. And it keeps coming up.
What are you searching for it to come on your thing? Because all adverts are connected to your search engine.
Well, they are. And that's just it. It comes up with multiple items in this advert.
Mm-hmm.
So it had things off Alien. So I was like, right, that's fine. I've searched for that before. a Pokemon plushie, which I thought was weird.
Which one? Which Pokemon?
It was one of the new ones. It looks like a whale.
Right.
It's not Charmander, so I don't really give a shit. But I haven't searched for them. And a Shiwi.
Do you know all the items you listed there are the shape of a penis?
They are actually so, all the shape so of a penis.
You haven't put in your phone in secret mode when looking at porn again.
I never go into secret mode when I look at dubious things. Fair enough, yeah, I think it might be time. But yes, the Shiwi, it was a big pair of pants with what looked like a banana hanging out the front.
You seen a Shiwi before?
I haven't.
Mrs. has got one, we go to festivals.
That's good sense, really.
Well, you've got it, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is it, you don't want to sit on their carsies.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Well, I need a shit.
See, well, you do because you've got no toilet. See, I don't even like sitting on the toilet in Sainsbury's.
I never go to supermarket toilets.
I had to go to one the other week. No. And you'd think I'd been a Nam. I came out proper like PTSD.
Not surprised, Jesus. It
was really bad.
What, Sainsbury's was a posh shop, though? I consider Sainsbury's posh.
It's kind of posh. Their potatoes are shit.
What's their old make a Red Bull like?
I've never touched it, because you know me and energy drinks.
Aye.
It makes us go nuts.
I'd say you can always tell a good place from the energy drink.
Right.
Same as when you go to a hotel or a restaurant. It's got good toilets, you know it's all good.
Yeah. Sainsbury's is good for a cookie. They do good on make cookies.
Nah, I think Morrison's are beating them.
Oh, no.
We need a cookie off.
We do. Because for me, it goes Sainsbury's, Tesco's, then anything else.
It's like the fat bastard thing, isn't it? It's just like, how do you rate yourself as a fat bastard? I eat cookies and I did a tally chart of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I'm trying to think what else is at E3. People are going wild for Nintendo because there's Zelda sequel coming out.
Yeah.
But that's... And PlayStation Wii wasn't there because they've got their own con.
Aye.
Everyone's dipping out.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is not San Diego this year.
Are they not?
No.
Right.
They said they've got nothing.
Really?
They've got one woman out next year.
Right.
They've got the Joker in October.
Yeah.
But they don't want to show anything from it because it's too early.
Well, there's already loads leaked for that though.
Ah, it's true.
And did you read why there's loads leaked for it?
No.
It's because they're not using sets. They're just filming in the streets.
Yeah.
And the director was like, right, there's so many people snapping shots. I don't want poor quality shots going out. I'm just going to release production photos, which is fair play, but that's why there's so much of it already out, because he didn't even want the makeup leaked. And yet there was loads of photos online and that, so he's going to
He dropped the teaser first, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. He did the teaser first. There was one photo, a few photos leaked, then he dropped that little thing of Joaquin's Phoenix face changing.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do Wonder Woman because there's nothing, it's too early.
Right.
Birds of Prey just finished shooting. I forgot all about that.
Right.
And then everything, I think they just keep it with the rats because after what happened last time. Cyborg, Flash and...
Yeah.
About.
It's quite an urge to you. Cyborg didn't look great.
I liked it,
it's a great film. I know many people would have a shot for that, but I liked it.
I liked it, yeah.
But I just thought Cyborg looked a bit ropey.
I don't know, I like it. I blame Warner Brothers. Not right. Zack Snyder's beautiful direction.
No. Definitely. Zack Snyder can do no wrong.
Zack Snyder can never do no wrong. Nah. Look at Watchmen.
Exactly. That was great. Yeah. No, Zack Snyder is good. I don't think I've seen a film of his that I didn't like.
He hasn't done that many. He did Sucker Punch.
That was amazing.
Oh, shit.
It was amazing.
It was terrible.
It had orcs in it. It had dragons in it. Steampunk Nazis.
I didn't like it. That just reminds of Wolfenstein. Have you seen it?
Yeah. The soundtrack was mint. It had...
He did that Owls thing, that Legend of the Guardians. He did that?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I watched the start and I turned it off.
It does look shit.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't really care about beautiful owls fighting. No. If I want beautiful owls, I'm going to watch Springwatch.
Is that even on this year because we're on a spring?
It's just finished. Has it been on the last 3 weeks? Yeah. It's a good program.
Get more on your dating website.
Mm?
What's your dating website thing called again? Boom.
No, was which it? One?
The one you just flashed up there?
Oh, the one I just flashed up on? Scruff.
This wouldn't.
It's not the worst one.
What's the worst one called?
Grindr.
See, that's fine by me.
Nah, I don't like that
one. I like that one. I like the name of it.
It's not
but
good.
Scruff?
Do you know what's weird though? That's the nicer of the two.
What, Tinder? Where did you put Tinder?
Well, I've been on Tinder before, but nobody, women don't like us apparently on Tinder because they all have standards. So
that's what they should just call one. No standards.
Oh, I think there are some like that.
That's what it should be called.
No, there's Tinder's not great because they all want muscle bound, amazing bod people.
Love Island.
They want Love Island people. Which I know this is all entirely audio and no sight, but
we don't belong on Love Island.
We don't belong on Love Island. Which is probably why we're doing a podcast playing board games.
This is how we read comics all our lives and everything.
Exactly, yes. We aren't built for Love Island, we are built for reading comics. But yeah, no, they all want Love Island. Then there's plenty of fish.
That's it.
Which is a strange one.
My wife's mates, they go on that one.
Do they?
Yeah, it's odd.
Just give them my number, it's easier.
I tried it.
Did you?
Yeah, but they found out the toilet walls instead.
They found what, on toilet walls?
The toilet walls instead.
Oh man, your reputation's getting out again.
It's a good one to have, that one though.
Depends which toilets they're at. The weirdest one on Plenty of Fish, there was a woman whose conversation opener was, "My cat's just farted in my face."
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Well, I just said, get the cat back, fart in the cat's face. To which she replied, "Women don't fart."
Or queef.
Well, I was just saying, women clearly do fart. And she's saying, no, they don't. And she really took offence to the fact that I said that women fart. And I was like, well, don't really get pissy with me. Get pissy with biology. Because you do fart. I'm sorry, but...
That's true. And if you haven't tried Walker's Japanese sweet wasabi and ginger, you need to try it.
They are really nice. I didn't know they were ginger. I just thought they were wasabi.
I can't taste ginger at all, which is good because ginger's horrible.
Ginger's revolting. I found out that there's loads of ginger in super noodles, the Chinese chow mein ones, which I did not know.
The packet ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the nice ones that you eat when you're a student.
And now, yeah.
Yeah, I still eat them now, but they're associated as like a student. But
I thought pot noodles was.
Pot noodles is like the lower end.
When I went to Newcastle College, when you trained, you signed up to everything, they were giving away crates of pot noodles.
Really? That's pretty cool.
But I couldn't get them because I had mushrooms in them, I'm allergic to them.
Oh, no way.
I really wanted
just beef and mushroom they were doing? Or was it chicken and mushroom?
Chicken and mushroom, the most famous flavour.
Right.
But the curry one. Oh, there's nothing better than the curry one. Uh-huh. But then you dip bread in it.
Right.
Oh, but I think the curry one's got sweet corn in.
Mm.
Blech. No, but I'm allergic to that.
Blech.
But I tried a bit.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So maybe the allergy's finally...
Maybe.
Gone.
See, I don't like pot noodles because they've either got sweet corn or peas in. And I have those lumps of soy.
The Chinese one's got peas in it.
Blech.
Nah, there's one of them. You get a southern fried chicken one that doesn't taste like southern fried chicken.
Right.
You know what you should just get instead?
What?
A kebab.
Fair enough.
Kill for a fucking kebab. Honestly, this diet's killing me.
Just kebab it up.
Just kebab. I just want a kebab. Just a nice large kebab, tray of garlic sauce.
I was going to say you'd need garlic sauce.
Bottle of red wine, 4 cans of cider, and just Doom on the Xbox One. And just class. Play it. You know, I've been playing more 360 games than Xbox One games.
Yeah?
Because there's nowt.
Really?
No. I got left. My mate lent us what's that game called? Something dark.
Paperboy.
No. Well, that's like rapper. It's a zombie one, right?
Right.
And I'm playing it and it's just it's just so boring.
Yeah.
Because for me it's boring.
Right.
You've got to go around this city getting things. Building weapons, jumping over things from zombies, getting things like that.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I just want to kill the bastards. I just want to just go into a room, rip off someone's face and just get a shotgun right down them.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about Doom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really.
Doom Eternal looks beautiful.
It looks so good.
It's £50.
I know.
I've been playing. Mm-hmm. We're playing Borderlands 1 and 2 because we've actually pre-ordered 3.
Right.
But then I've gone on to play Halo 3.
Right.
Which I've played Christ knows how many times. Mm. It's a brilliant game, though.
Yeah, it is good.
But I've got Halo 3 and I'm playing Halo 3 ODST after that.
That's good.
I do have a life, by the way. But Halo 3 ODST, why didn't they make a sequel of that?
That's really good. Like,
that's what they need in Xbox One. Yeah. Halo 4 ODST.
Yeah.
With Nathan Fillion in again.
It was good because Halo, you used to be in whatever you saw, you know, when I'm Master Chief and knack it, then ODST, you didn't have that. You were like, there's a dude, I'm going to.
You've got to use your brain.
Yeah.
And then you had to use night vision goggles all the time.
Yeah. Well, this is it. But no, it was a really good game, like. But there was a really good Halo ones though. It's like I think it lost momentum a bit, but it was really good.
Which one?
Halo. Like before, I think the series has lost momentum.
Well, Halo 5 was shit.
See, I didn't play that because it was an exclusive to Xbox One.
It's so shit.
Is it?
The storyline shit.
Yeah.
This Halo Infinity is like a what do they call it? Not a reboot, a spiritual reboot.
Huh?
Well, I think that's what they're doing with the DC Universe. With the movies. Spiritual reboot.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever. If, as long as it's good gameplay.
Oh, this is
good storyline and good gameplay, I don't give a
exactly.
shit. But where's Left 4 Dead 3? That's what I want.
Hmm.
Did you play it?
I played a little bit.
Good.
It was okay.
Oh, I loved it, mate.
It was alright.
I think I just love killing people.
I think it's more than if you were playing it online.
Aye.
Because at the time I wasn't online. So it was just, I just died a lot. So,
it's bloody, it's good, and it's like the characters of George Romero style characters. Ah, it's got the old crazy old dude. You got like the thicky stuff like that.
Quality. Shall we wrap up Risk then?
Yes,
because we've still got the final spoils of war to be done. And then we'll let these good people go because we've kept their interest. They've probably all bought off by now.
Well, at the end of every podcast, we're going to end it with like, what's on our drawing boards? So,
yes.
Andrew, what's on your drawing board?
On my drawing board at the minute, there is artwork for an amazing band called Guttural Riot. They're an American band. They do pretty much hardcore punk. Really good. Check them out if you haven't already. Because they have really good artwork. So what about you, Alan? What's on yours?
Mine is Daredevil style, Charlie Cox in the style of Frank Miller.
Mint.
On a comic.
Sweet.
Not for anyone.
No.
Hopefully for sale soon.
Just for the crack.
Just for the crack on comics.
Mint.
But if you want to see our stuff, if you go to my Instagram page, it's just Track11 Design. And Andrew's is... The Art of Drew X.
Yeah, I've got the Art of Drew X, which I never update. So that's my other one, which is just Captain Kaiju with a K.
Oh, yeah, should I?
So if you want unupdated artwork, go to The Art of Drew X. If you want shitloads of Lego and toys and the occasional drawing, then Captain Kaiju with a K is the way to go.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. That one gets updated a lot more.
It does, do.
Yeah.
Mine gets updated all the time.
Yes. Alan's really good for social media. I'm really not.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I try to be down with the kids.
Yeah. What you do all right.
I do, but normally I do my sketches at work.
Yeah.
I'm my full-time job. I do my sketches. Yes. So if you see a sketch that's done while I'm at my job.
Yes.
If you see something coloured and inked.
Yes.
That's at home.
That's at home.
That's at home.
Yeah.
But at the moment it's been stressful. So I haven't done anything.
Anyone listening from his full-time job, he is doing his work. He's not just drawing. That was what I used to do when I worked at the same place. Yeah. That's why I got sacked.
Yeah.
So.
But I get away with it.
Yeah.
Just.
Because Alan's got natural work charisma.
And I'm multi-talented.
Yes.
And that's what I'm married for.
You can multitask. I can't. I really can't. So.
I mean, you're reading, talking at the same time.
Well, I'm not. I'm looking at a picture and trying to read. So. And
if you do want any board games. Don't just go on eBay. There's a great shop called Midland Manor.
Yes.
It's local to ourselves. They have an unreal selection.
absolutely amazing place.
So lovely folks who work there.
Yes. They know like all their stock really well.
Yeah, far too well.
That was me drinking, by the way. I didn't just trough.
Yeah. But no, it's a really good shop. They're on Facebook, just Midland Manor.
Yeah.
And they've got a website as well. And they will send you, if it's not on the website, ask them for it and I'm sure they'll get it.
They've also got their own range of miniatures, which are really good. They're all lead miniatures and they paint up a treat. So by all means, give them a look.
So next time we go there, you buy more then?
Yeah, totally.
I need to see it because I want that Battle Star Galactica game.
Yeah.
It's 50 quid. But I want that Transformers one too.
Yes.
Which is 12 quid.
Yes. So if any of you are listening and you just want to throw money at us, on the plus side, you'll get more content because we'll do podcasts when we play these games.
Well, so, what have you got? Well, you've got a load of games. Yeah. I've got Pandemic, which is fantastic.
That's cool.
Yes. I've got me Cthulhu game, which is just a little dice one.
Yeah, it's mint though.
I've got Risk Transformers, which I still haven't won.
It's good though.
And that's it. And chess.
Hey, bit of chess.
Do you play chess?
I love chess. Yeah.
Chess next time.
Chess. Definitely. I played it every day on my lunch at college.
I played drunk chess. You've never played drunk chess before?
No.
That's fucking fantastic.
So I've only been drunk like once. And I just walked backwards.
It's like finally win.
Wait, hey.
The game. Drunk. Honestly, you can actually buy drunk chess.
Right.
Where it comes with the shoot glasses.
Ah, cool.
But probably used to work in that chess board. Uh-huh. So we used to play it there. And then like, say if you lost a pawn, you would have like a little sip. When you lost a major piece, then you would have a shot.
Right.
But if you lose a queen, you had a double.
Right.
And if you lost the game, uh-huh. you would have whatever you're drinking mixed with a shot.
Ah.
So my time was Smirnoff Ice, that's all I drink. So Smirnoff Ice mixed with vodka is fantastic.
Yeah.
But oh, it's done a toll on me body over the on this Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
You get Smirnoff Ice Black.
Right.
It's a see-through one.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice little lemon taste to it.
Cool.
I'm not an alcoholic, I just haven't had a drink in a few weeks because I've been on a diet as well. So
he's actually just a head in a jar.
I am.
Fucking hell.
And get Cotterberg.
Cotterberg's beautiful.
Cotterberg, there's a new one, blackcurrant or something.
Yes, I need to try that.
It only came in a keg, but now you can get it in cans.
You can get it in cans now.
So I've got 1 week until I'm off from my job.
They've got them in Morrison's.
I know, that's what
the supermarkets are available.
I've seen them, that's why I want one.
Cool.
I was just thinking about it. But the best cider I had was in Boston.
Right.
This cider called Eastbound Cider. Something like that.
Yeah.
And, so nice, drinking loads of that stuff was fantastic.
Class.
Then I tweeted them.
Right.
Do you sell it in the UK? I was like, no, don't even sell outside of Boston. I said, for fuck's sake. As much as I love going to America, I'm not going back though for cider.
Wow. It's a bit of a commute, like, isn't it?
Just a tad.
Yes.
And on that note.
Yes, on that note.
Don't digress anymore about
we are gonna go to Florida, to Boston.
Yes. There's some cool comic book shops there.
There is, yes. I've never been, so I'm going solely on reputation.
It's fantastic comic book shops.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two class ones. There's one with a little kind of film planet kind.
Right.
And there's like an independent one I found.
Cool.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, I've just petrolled up the car, so shall I head over?
Let's head it then.
So, right, so we're going to Boston, so we shall leave you good people there. You've got our Instagrams, which is Track11Design and either Captain Kaiju with a K or The Art of Drew X. By all means, hit us up, tell us if there's anything you'd like us to react to, play, watch, what have you. And we shall see you next time. Take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.